the leadership of committees like this to prepare them for what was coming.
Yesterday, just hours after the president accused the press of covering up terrorism, the White House released a list of 78 attacks it claimed the media had intentionally chosen not to report. It included attacks that got extensive media coverage, like those in San Bernardino and Orlando. But it was riddled with typos, mentioned incidents that were not related to terrorism, and ignored many attacks in Israel, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The list also did not include a mass shooting last month by a white supremacist at a mosque in Quebec. Senior advisor Kellyanne Conway.
President Trump has not said or tweeted one public word about this. You want to talk about ignoring terrorism? Why hasn't the president offered his sympathy to our neighbors in the north?
Yeah, I will ask him. He doesn't tweet about everything. He doesn't make a comment about everything.
Conway did say that the White House was sad about the senseless loss of life and may discuss it with Canada's prime minister, who she said, Scott, could visit next week.
Margaret Brennan at the White House. Well, also at the White House today, President Trump got his facts wrong again, this time in a meeting with a group of sheriff's officers.
And yet the murder rate in our country is the highest it's been in 47 years, right? Did you know that? 47 years. I used to use that. I'd say that in a speech and everybody was surprised because the press doesn't tell it like it is. It wasn't to their advantage to say that.
Well, FBI statistics show the president isn't just wrong. He has it backwards. Have a look. The fact is, the murder rate is close to the 57-year low that it hit in 2014 before it ticked up just a bit in 2015. Those are the most recent numbers available from the FBI. The president's false claim that the media are consciously underreporting the murder rate comes the day after he made the false charge that the media are conspiring to cover up terrorist attacks.